AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the rescue plan is absolutely essential.
President Biden says job gains reported by the Labor Department are good, but it will take a long time to recover from the economic damage done during the pandemic.
In less than 2 weeks, enhanced unemployment benefits will begin to expire for 11 million people. At least 7 million kids don't have enough food to eat on a regular basis. 13 million people are behind in their rent.
Congress is debating the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. Democrats didn't have the votes to include an increase in the minimum wage. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate says,
"Our country is already set for a roaring recovery. We are already on track to bounce back from this crisis."
White House Coronavirus Task Force Leader Andy Slavitt says coronavirus cases are still too high. He says follow the familiar themes, wear a mask, be socially distant.
We're making progress, but there are also disturbing signs on the horizon. And every time we've gone through this pandemic, we've learned that you can look a few weeks ahead, and the world you see a few weeks ahead will not look like the world you live in today.
The White House says two mass vaccination sites will be opening in Atlanta and Cleveland. Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio says Cleveland's baseball stadium will have fans in the stands.
I'm a big baseball fan. We're going to start with the Indians at 30% capacity, but as the season goes on, if we continue to keep getting vaccinations, there's going to be the time where we'll have a full ballpark.
A source tells the AP federal prosecutors investigating the overseas business dealings of Rudy Giuliani have returned to the question of whether to charge the former New York City mayor and ally of former President Trump. Congressman Eric Swalwell, who served as a House manager in Donald Trump's last impeachment trial, has filed a lawsuit against the former president, his son, a lawyer, and a Republican congressman. This is AP News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing calls for his impeachment. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Cuomo apologized for his behavior on Wednesday. He addressed allegations of sexual harassment.
I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
His response to the coronavirus pandemic made Cuomo a national star, but scandals continued to dog the politician. Outlets including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times report that the true number of people who died in nursing homes was altered by top aides. The July nursing home report was released to quell criticism of Cuomo. The state's analysis said 6,432 people had died in the state's nursing homes. The newspapers reported that the original drafts reported more than 9,200 deaths, until Cuomo's aides said it should be taken out. State officials insisted the edits were made because of concerns about accuracy. Some state lawmakers are calling for Cuomo's impeachment. New Yorkers who have worked with Cuomo for years tell the AP that both scandals can be traced to his intimidating style of leadership. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.